So do we have Bill Buckby, Representative Buckby, on the line?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
Good.
Gary, it's good to finally catch up with you again, man.
It is great to hear your voice, sir.
Yours as well.
I have spoken about you because I remember a couple of times when farms from your district would come up to the Capitol on Connecticut Dairy Association Day, or was it? No, it was the day of
New Milford Day.
Was it
New Milford Day?
New Milford Day, and they would come up and they would give bottles of milk, white milk and chocolate milk, out to legislators and staff and so on and so forth.
See, New Milford, we say our mayor has it down perfect. He calls us the greatest town in the USA, and it starts with amazing chocolate milk and baby goats.
He's a man after your own heart there, Brad, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Great stuff. But, yeah, that Kimberly Farms brings up the chocolate milk every year. They did it again this year. They started making ice cream now, too, so it's a wonderful place to visit.
Well, you know, Brad drinks 3 glasses of milk every day. White milk, whole milk.
Oh, attaboy.
Yeah, I do.
You do too, Bill, don't you?
Absolutely.
See?
I drink, well, I have an alter ego as well, so.
This is true. He is known as Santa Claus at the Capitol.
Absolutely.
If you were to see him, Brad, maybe we can Google him and get a picture of Representative Buckley. He looks a lot like Santa.
No kidding.
Yes. Not as old as Santa, of course.
Of course. Well, Santa is 80.
Hey, there it is.
We got a picture of you up on the computer.
All right.
See?
By God, you look just like Santa Claus, and if you had his uniform on, you'd be Santa.
Well, I am.
So he does have the magical red suit.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Just not wearing it in that picture. And he's drinking his milk and giving out lots of joy and happiness.
That's the plan.
You know what I can't understand? When we were talking earlier this morning, before we went on the radio, this whole situation that you are concerned about, I don't know why you folks aren't being used. Why you folks aren't out there. I think this would be a tremendous plus for this state.
Well, and we're referring to the EMS coverage?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
We fought, a lot of us fought very hard for this. Not just myself, but and personally, I'm also I'm inactive now, but I'm a volunteer firefighter in New Milford. And there were other EMS workers. Jason Perillo talked about it as well in his time with the EMS. And Rick Hayes was talking about his time as a police officer. There's so much experience to pull from that's up there currently. The emergency response workers who are in Hartford are trying to be that voice for those who can't be there. And if anyone has been through what we've been through, it's worth stopping to listen to some of the stories. And it was one of the most emotional days I've had in Hartford to hear my colleagues step up and talk about their experiences in emergency response situations. I think the concern of this, sadly, fell upon those who pushed for it were the unions and the representation for those who got this passed through from the police and the fire side.
But why was there no representation for emergency medical workers?
This is crazy. Why wasn't there?
There's no union for them.
Right.
But they did have a lobbyist, do they not?
Not really.
Oh.
So that's become us at this point. So we're the ones pushing for this at this point, and we're going to revisit it come February. That was we fought for it a little bit while we were there, and the concern was it wasn't prepared for them on that side. And what are you going to do? You can't vote no to the rest of people being covered.
No, of course not.
Because you want that done.
Right.
But in the meantime, we have to fix it. So it's already on the agenda for us to work with Labor and Public Employee Committee in come February when we go back in.
All right, so a couple of things come to mind.
Sure.
Number one, will they unionize so that they do have union representation?
I don't That's a good question. I don't know. And the tough part is, again, since there's so many volunteers, it's tough to ensure that piece of it, too.
No, and I understand. And listen, I was a member also of the Fire EMS Caucus when I was there.
Right.
At least my second term. That caucus did not exist in my first term, although I understand it existed many, many years ago. And it got resurrected by then Representative Brian Oler and Representative Pat Boyd.
Correct.
So the other question that comes to mind is this a bipartisan effort to resurrect this in next year's session?
Yeah, those are the best ways to get things moving forward.
Of course, that is the best way, but it's often not the way that things get done, unfortunately. I just want to make sure that both sides are on board with this.
It looks that way right now. Of course, you never know what's going to happen between now and February, but really it does look like it's a bipartisan effort, which, as you know, always leads to really good policy for all of us.
Well, of course, but I mean, you need the Democrats on board because mathematically you need the numbers. You know, you need the votes.
Right, and as I mentioned before, we started talking about some of the other reps who have history in this. It's not just on one side of the aisle. There's people on both sides of the aisle who've served to keep their communities safer.
What would this do for all of us? What would this do? Because this is just something that is there, just waiting, and I think it should happen.
I wholeheartedly agree, and I believe it will come to fruition. We just need to piece it together properly. But I think there's a stigma. And Gary, you can talk about this too, I'm sure, with your experience in this. When you're in emergency response, for me trained with the fire department, and with anyone trained in the police department, there's a stigma to mental health.
Uh-huh.
So there's a tough guy image that has to be, whether it's written or unwritten, right?
Yeah.
It's there. You want to make sure that these guys have the ability to step up and ask for help.
Yeah, see, oftentimes, Brad, they don't admit it. He hit the nail right on the head when he said that there is a stigma and there is a tough guy image. But after the shift is over, they are still left with the trauma and the memories in their minds of what they just witnessed and what they just experienced. And that often doesn't just go away.
Right.
There should be therapy available for them, just as a police officer has.
Well, that's of course there should be.
Just as a firefighter has, and just as a police officer has, a firefighter has, EMTs see they witness very grotesque sights, as you can imagine, and experience traumatic times. You follow, Brett?
Of course, I follow.
So
this is the first thing you think of is let's do something about it.
Well, that's right. But unfortunately, as Representative Buckby was stating, that there was no union representation during the public hearing to offer testimony or whether in the caucus or when it held a hearing. I presume the piece of legislation held a public hearing.
It did.
Was it in public safety? Or?
As you know, I had heard about it coming through later, and I jumped on to help out to push this through to what I could. But I guarantee the efforts were made across the aisle as well for that, too. Pat Boyd has been a strong voice for first responders across the board as well.
Yeah, he's a great representative as well.
He really is. Outstanding work. And there's so many people who care deeply for this concept. The concern was they had, when you're disciplining, we don't want a police officer disciplined for seeking mental health treatment or to have, surrender their weapon, you know, or their ammunition to, because they're seeking help. I think it's a stigma we have to get past. It's something we have to move forward with, and not just for, fire, police, and EMS. We have to do this for our, DOC guys as well.
So if a police officer, for example, experiences trauma, whether it's experiences firsthand or if he witnesses it, and he reports it to his superiors, and it gets known to his superiors that he is seeking psychiatric help, does that police officer run the risk of losing his weapon
Correct.
While on duty?
Correct.
While on duty? Also?
They'd be in a position where they wouldn't be, you know, it's a desk job. They might be, you know...
reassigned.
Right.
Mm. Now, another concern is next year, 2020, is known as a short legislative session.
Correct.
And therefore, as I recall, not much is really taken up. And most of the bills that are brought up are usually related to the budget. There are some special exceptions that can be asked for and granted here and there. So what are the chances then of next year's short session taking this bill up and helping those EMTs and emergency medical workers who would like this coverage?
It's looking pretty good. There's a mechanism to expand the legislation to EMS workers that we expect to be working on in the upcoming session. That, frankly, that's my probably among my top priorities in the next session. Not just because of my history in this piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Working alongside of EMS workers, like you said before, you hit it spot on. It's what they see is can be far worse than anything that the rest of us see, and they keep their cool and they have lives in their hands every day. This needs to be addressed for them. My father, God bless, just celebrated, ready for this, he got a 65-year pin with the Milford Ambulance Corps. He joined when he was 14 years old. So I've grown up in this, in this, and all the friends of the family have been fire police and the EMS. It's been, all these people have been around me my whole life. And there is that, it's so important to get past that stigma of you need mental health treatment. Because it has such an awful connotation, right, from 30, 40, 50 years ago and more.
Say, you know, we're running out of time, but can we do something? We have got to sit down and talk. We've got to do this again. This has got to happen.
I would almost like to see the medical treatment be ongoing and part of the job as opposed to
Absolutely.
Somebody just going to seek it when needed. It should just be part of a daily or maybe a weekly routine in their schedule.
It's a smart idea, and there's a reason you were a rep with us, my man.
Oh, thank you. I miss you guys. I really do. Great camaraderie.
Can we get a meeting so that we can work on this? This is vital, and I think we can do it. I think we can do it.
I would absolutely love to sit down with you guys and get more word out about this so that we can make sure this makes it through in February.
Representative Bill
Boy.
Buckby, thank you so much for being on with us. He represents the people of New Milford and... Great job. Great job, Representative. Thanks so much for your time this morning.